From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you so much. We have got a great show for you today. Presidential candidate and Congressman Dennis Kucinich will join us later to play Not My Job. But first, in May 1977, a baritone-voiced newsman named Carl Castle came to work at a small broadcasting outfit that most people assumed was some kind of government agency. For 20 years at NPR, he represented the highest standard of serious news reporting. And then, about 10 years ago, he started doing comedy on the side. So it's only fitting that this week, Carl Castle's 30th anniversary at NPR, he finally found a way to combine his two skills, as he did during the morning newscast on Tuesday.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Former Justice Department White House liaison Monica Goodling is testifying before the House Judiciary.
Brilliant, Carl.
I knew from the get-go I was going to do that.
But remember, you can get that sure-footed voice on your own home answering machine. How, do you ask? Merely by playing our game. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now it's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Steve Vincent from Los Angeles, California.
Steve, so you're out in L.A. Are you part of the vast entertainment industry complex?
Yes, I am, actually. I'm a television editor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what sort of things do you work on?
I've worked on soap operas. I'm actually working on a reality show about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders at the moment.
That must be painful.
You know, somebody has to do it.
I understand.
Now, soap operas are edited?
Yes. Believe it or not.
So there's stuff that wasn't good that didn't get on?
That's my job. I cut out the bad parts.
Wow.
Steve, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a TV personality and a man who is currently starring on Broadway until June 10th in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Steve.
Next, say hello to an author and the contributing producer for NBC's Scrubs, Ms. Angela Nissel.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Steve. Hi.
And a comedian whose book, There Is Nothing in This Book I Meant to Say, is available at bookstores everywhere and at NPR.org, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Steve.
Steve, it is great to have you with us. Now, for you, we have an extra special edition of Carl Castle's Countdown. That's the game where we play songs for you. You tell us what news story inspired us to think of the songs. Do that 2 times out of 3. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Carl, what do you have to start Steve out?
Well, Peter, sometimes you can't summarize your deepest feelings in just one song. So first, here's a song that the Democrats in Congress were singing until this week. It's Tom Petty's defiant anthem from 1989.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
But then, this week, they changed their tune.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser.
So, the Democrats said they wouldn't back down, and then, of course, they did in their fight with their president over what?
Paying for the war in Iraq.
Exactly right. You may remember that the Democrats seized power last November with a promise that they would stop the war. Turns out there was a caveat, unless the president didn't want to. Congressional Democrats did brag that in return for their removing any serious deadlines for withdrawing troops from Iraq and their funding bill, President Bush has agreed not to smirk when he signs it. Also, in what he calls, quote, a gesture of nonpartisan goodwill, President Bush has agreed to give Nancy Pelosi her lunch money back and to release Harry Reid from his locker.
I don't understand how this works. You vote every year on how much you're going to...
Yeah.
Don't we realize there's a war? Don't you, like, save up and put tanks on layaway or just... how come there's
not... Well, this is something that President Bush apparently has done every year of the war, that instead of, like, building... Oh, yes, by the way, we're fighting a war.
so we should pay for it. They say, oh, no, no, there's no war. And then all of a sudden, my gosh, there's this war. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention. It's like Columbo leaving the room. It's President Bush. He's leaving the room, and he comes back and says, oh, you know, I forgot to mention. I need $100 billion. So every year there's this emergency appropriations bill for the war. And as you know, the Democrats' first version had these deadlines. We're going to give you the money, but you got to bring the troops home. President Bush vetoed it, and they said, oh, all right. Here it is. Gegesint, as my grandmother
used
to say.
So easy. The Democrats are so easy.
Yeah.
They're a great date. They pay for everything. They give in on everything.
Yeah. All right, Carl, what is Steve's next song?
It's the classic Tammy Wynette tune, sung this week in a lilting tenor by President Bush.
So President Bush is absolutely no matter what, the latest witness in front of the House Judiciary Committee reveals, he is standing by whom?
Al Gonzalez.
Exactly right.
Oh,
turns out, whatever else you may want to say about President Bush, no man has ever loved another more deeply. This week in the continuing saga of the Justice Department, we heard from Monica Goodling, the young ex-Justice Department. Yes, you're thinking of Carl, is that it?
Well, heretofore be known as Monica Lou Goodling.
Monica Lou. Because no one is going to gainsay Carl Castle, okay? Anyway, this week we did hear from Monica Goodling. She is the young ex-Justice Department senior aide who admitted, yeah, actually, she sort of kind of did try to purge the Justice Department of Democrats, who, as we all know, are far more interested in smoking dope and watching Jane Fonda movies than prosecuting crimes. She also said that right when the scandal broke, she had a meeting with Alberto Gonzalez, still our attorney general, in which he seemed to try to coordinate their stories, which even Ms. Goodling said made her uncomfortable.
You know, I don't know. Speaking of Tammy Wynette, I just think that public opinion is eventually going to force Bush to divorce from Gonzalez.
So? One of the weirdest things that happened in the hearing was when freshman Democratic Congressman Stephen Cohen came around the front of the table and he took a picture of Ms. Goodling with his cell phone camera. Maybe, we don't know why. Maybe it's for like, you know, a Craigslist missed connections ad. Me, congressman who is interrogating you in the committee. You, hot witness testifying about breaking the law. Call me. All right. I understand that to finish this out, Carl, you've got something special for us.
I do, Peter. It's the first ever Carl Castle Countdown Total Request Live. Now, a certain presidential candidate has asked her supporters to select her official campaign theme song. And we've got some ideas from Helen Reddy, the Black Eyed Peas, and Mitch Ryder.
I am strong.
So we think what presidential candidate would be well advised to pick one of those as a theme song?
Hillary Clinton.
Yes, Hillary Clinton. Who else? No, we thought Mitt Romney would do really well with I Am Woman. That's what it was. No, of course Hillary Clinton. The Clinton campaign really did, using their website, solicit supporters' ideas. The finalists announced just this week are Katie Tunstall's Suddenly I See, Shania Twain's Rock This Country, U2's Beautiful Day, Get Ready by the Temptations, and I'm a Believer, the Smash Mouth version. So don't get your hopes up for something good, is what I'm saying.
If she picks my humps, she's got my vote.
Yeah. Carl, how did Steve do?
Steve knows his news, he knows his music, and so he had three correct answers, and Steve, you win our prize.
Very well done, Steve. Congratulations.